As part of the episode presented by the Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a few points that we want to discuss and emphasize. One is in Perek Yud Aleph, at the beginning of the Perek in Parshas Bo, we see Vashem Vayiten Hashem Eschein Ha'am Bi'eni Mitzrayim. And then we want to discuss in a general sense, the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim in terms of the entire history of Bnei Yisrael and the Amuna of Yisrael. In terms of Vayiten Hashem Eschein Ha'am Hazeh, we mentioned in the past that the concept of Chen appears back in Parshas Vayeshev with regard to Yosef HaTzadik. And in that context, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh emphasizes that Vayehi Hashem es Yosef, Vayet Elov Chesed. And that means that man has within him a natural sense of grace, of divine Tzelem Elokim, of Chen v'Chesed. The source, of course, of that Chen v'Chesed is HaKadosh Baruch, but it's inherent in man. But Vayet Elov Chesed, it means memela. That's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says in Breishis Lamentes Nun Aleph. Memela means the chen and chesed that's inherent in a person automatically comes to the fore. But in order for it to be revealed and exposed for everyone to see, in the case of Yosef, it have to be perceived by the Sar Beis HaSoar, a person who's far, far away from this level. And that's why, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Vayitein Chino B'Einei Sar Beis HaSoar, Hashem had to actively step in order to facilitate the ability for the Sar Beis HaSoar to perceive the Chen, that divine element inherent within Yosef HaTzadik. For the Sar Beis HaSoar to get a taste of the sweetness of that sanctity, of that inner chen, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to step in and give him the arevus, give him that sweetness. That's Vayitein Cheno B'Einei Sar Beis HaSoar. And here in Parshas Bo, within the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the pasuk says Vayitein Hashem Eschena B'Einei Mitzrayim. And we've seen already in the Sifsei Tzadik that like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he sees the potential of Chen within man. But that Chen, which the Sifsei Tzadik identifies with an R, is somehow Ganuz V'Tomer V'Pnimius. It is concealed in the inner dimensions, the depth of the soul of the Tzadik. And that R, that light, has to be brought forward and revealed. And that's Vayitein Hashem es Chen Ha'am, not Chen La'am. The Chen Ha'am now became exposed in such a way that even the Mitzrim could see the Chen Ha'am. I'd like to share with you the insights of Rav Schwab, Zichron Levrach, and his Mayan Beis HaShoeva, to the next pasuk. The pasuk says at the end of Perek Yud Beis, after Hashem Nasan es Chen Ha'am B'Einei Mitzrayim V'Yishalum, it says Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes. The Gemara comments Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, they exploited Mitzrayim. Asua kimitzula she'ein badogim, as if to say that they emptied out Mitzrayim totally. Kimitsua she'ein badogim. They took all the fish out and you're left with an empty net. But what does this mean on a deeper level? What message is the Torah revealing to us and transmitting? He says, Bir advarim. What we see is that occasionally the Rasha himself has in his grasp a mida tova. In a sense, he imitates, or in a sense, robs the tzaddik of a good midah, of a good attribute. And what happens is, when the Rosh manifests this very positive attribute, and his behavior, his relationship to a tzaddik, is based on that attribute of Tova, then in the divine scheme of things, in the mechanics of metaphysics, of nisim v'niflos, when the Rosh utilizes and implements that midah of Tova, vis-a-vis the tzaddik, he says, "Oz nevedes mimenu madrega zos lenetzach." The Rosh gets one opportunity, so to speak, to utilize and implement that midah Tova. Once having done so, it's all used up. He's lost it for all eternity. That's the way it works in the metaphysics of nature, the natural metaphysics of the world. So when there's a confrontation between the Rosh and the tzaddik, and the Rosh exhibits this midah Tova, then it's completely forfeited for all eternity by the Rasha, and the tzaddik he encounters now will never again see that midah tova from that Rasha. We find it, for example, in Esav. Esav warmed up to Yaakov Avinu, he was mochel him, belev sholem, when Yaakov sent him the mincha, but after that you'll never find again the ability of Esav to be mochel, to be mevater, to wave his anger and be pacified. And therefore the pasuk says in Amos, in Tanakh, V'evroso shomra netzach. The hatred, the enmity, the ill will of Esav is shomra, so to speak, is protected, it's preserved for all eternity. Why? Because this batel mimenu from Esav was completely null and void of Mizaro and from all his descendants, that koach of being mavir al midosav, that midah tova that took place and exhibited itself in one episode in history, and then it's gone. It's from now on, vevroso shomra netzach. Now, in the case of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, where the pasuk says back in Perek Yud Aleph, "Vayishalu ish me'esrei ehu, v'isha me'esrei usa." The emphasis here is re'ehu and re'usa in the masculine and the feminine on that close relationship, that intimacy and friendship that the Mitzrayim felt towards the Jewish people, and this was a great miracle. Because without Hashem's Hashgacha, without divine supervision, without the supernatural metaphysics of a miracle, how is it possible that the Mitzrim, who subjugated and enslaved the Jews for over two centuries, and now it suffered at their hands all the Makkos, would feel reus, would feel a sense of intimacy and friendship towards the Jews? But in any event, the bottom line is that through this miracle, the Mitzrim were given an aspect of Bechina of Reus, of friendship, of closeness towards Klal Yisrael, and that power was given to them. V'nosan Hashem eschein ha'om b'yeinu Mitzrayim. And Hashem put the favor of the eyes of Klal Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, into the eyes of Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim felt that chein. They felt a certain close relationship. These Jews were now their buddies, so to speak, their neighbors and friends. And Rashi says, Vayashilum af mashaloha yusholim mehem, even above and beyond what the Jews were asking for from the Mitzrim lavished upon them way beyond that. And all this is a result of this one time in history in which Hashem intervened and the Mitzrim felt a chein ha'am be'einehem, a certain reus, a friendship, and they bestowed upon the Jews gifts way beyond the call of duty. And the pasuk goes on and says, v'gam ha'ish Moshe gadol mi'od b'yeretz Mitzrayim b'einei avdei paro b'einei ha'am. It's unbelievable how the Mitzrim rose to this level where they could appreciate and be inspired by the greatness and the glory of Moshe Rabbeinu in their eyes. They had, in a sense, the Mitzrim, a midah of Hakaras HaTov, because Klal Yisrael for so many decades and for centuries had served them and their taskmasters with Tzarchem for their benefit. And so now, the Egyptians felt a sense of gratitude. How can they repay the Jews? And this level of Hakar Satov, this attribute of Reus that manifested itself at that moment in history, was afterwards lost to the universe as far as the Mitzvah are concerned. And in a sense, it was transferred over to Klal Yisrael. Lakhu Klal Yisrael Zosa Madregam Yonam. And we find that immediately after the episode of Ayeshilum, the Mitzrim are pursuing the Jewish people, Radfu Achreihem. Once the Midah of Reus reached its expression and it manifested itself, that's it, it's gone. You know, the Russian gets only one shot, one opportunity to manifest a Midah Tova, and afterwards it's gone. Immediately it's Vayirdufu Mitzrayim Achreihem. And now says the Mayan Beis HaShoev, we can shed a light on Vayinatzlu Es Mitzrayim. And I'll read to you his language. He says, "Shebazeh shenasal Hashem eschein ha'am b'yene Mitzrayim v'ish ilum al yedei zeh nase shlo nishar klum l'mitzrayim mizos hamido shel chesed v'chanino v'inatzu es Mitzrayim kimitzula shein badogim." What is the eternal message of Vayinatzlu, that they exploited and emptied out the Mitzrayim, the Mitzrim, such that it became a mitzula shein badogim? There's a much deeper message that's below the surface. And that is that as a result of this encounter, of this Vayitein Hashem Eschein Ha'am Beinei Mitzrayim V'Shilum, that Reus and that compassion that the Mitzrim had for Bnei Yisrael was forever lost. And therefore, V'Yinatzlu Es Mitzrayim Lo Nishar Klum L'Mitzrayim Mizos Hamida. Forget about the possessions. Forget about the gold and the silver. What was absolutely taken away and cleaned out of Mitzrayim was the Midah, that attribute of Chesed, of Chanina, feeling grace and favor and love and compassion for the Jewish people, that was totally, totally lost. And as we said in the previous Shia, the original source of Chen, of Metzius Chen, is back in Noach, V'Noach Matza Chen B'Eni Hashem. And I want to share with you the insight of the great Chidushe Arim, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes of Ger, and he writes the following. Isa, Shlosha Minei Chen Yeshnam, there are three categories of Chen. Umehem, and from these three categories, Yochol Ha'odom Lilmod V'Limtza Chen, a person can learn how to find favor in the eyes of others. The first class is Chen Isha Al Baila. The chain of a woman, the grace and the favor that she finds in the eyes of her husband. Vizehu, and this is a result of Yan She'ein La Isha Mokom Acher V'Mispatelis Elof. Because of her love, her dependence, if you will, in a positive sense, upon her husband, she feels that her life, in a sense, is, we say, farbundet, it's absolutely tied up, inextricably woven to the very nefesh of her husband, that makes her Motzei Shein B'Yenei Baila. And, in addition to that, Gam Shar Ofani Chein Heinon Domim L'Bchina Zu. If Isha Motzei Shein B'Yenei Baila is the paradigm, then the other categories, the other experiences of Metzius Chein are replicas, are duplicates of that Metzius Chein of Isha L'Baila. And especially with regard to the relationship between man and Almighty God. He says, Kasher Adam is batel habore yisbarach. When man sees his whole essence in his loyalty, his dedication to Hashem, he takes nothing for himself, but wants everything for the sake of the glory of Hashem, then he's motzei chen b'yenei Hashem. V'yodua she'ein lo chiyus mishum dover gak me'abori yisparach, oz, af she'eino hogun v'roy, harayu motzi chen. It could be that in many ways, in his various experiences and behaviors in his life, he doesn't deserve the chen b'nei Hashem. But when he reaches that experience, that level, in which he takes nothing for himself, he's batel to the borei, His whole source of chiyus, he recognizes, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That recognition, acknowledging as it were that God is the source of his life, God is his lifeblood, that gives him a metzius chen b'enei Hashem that otherwise he doesn't deserve. Because metzius chen means when you become part of something else. If you have a relationship with someone and you dedicate yourself to that some person, to that person, you find favor in that person's eyes. When a person is mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's the level of Noach. And if we apply this categorization to the case of the relationship between the Mitzrim and Bnei Yisrael at the time of the Geula, of the redemption from Egypt, we see the same phenomenon expressing itself. The Egyptians stood in awe of Bnei Yisrael. And as a result, they felt the greatness of the Jewish people, and they were batel to Bnei Yisrael. They looked up with a tremendous sense of glorification, of respect. And in that context, by being batel, how is it that they looked up to Bnei Yisrael? We saw in the Aznayim LaTorah last time that they were so awestruck by the behavior, the ethical refinement, that high supreme level of Bnei Yisrael during Makas Choshech, that Bnei Yisrael did not take advantage and exploit the Mitzrim. And within that contest, Bnei Yisrael find favor in the eyes of the Mitzrim. And why is it that the Mitzrim are so awestruck by Bnei Yisrael? They realize that Bnei Yisrael are on a different level, not just quantitatively, but qualitatively. They appreciated the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Hashem saw to it that whatever Bnei Yisrael had in their potential was now explicit, it was revealed in front of the Eidei Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael found favor in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. For Parshas Bo, having completed that discussion about Chen, I'd like to learn with you the Ramban. And of course, the Ramban at the end of Bo is probably the most famous Ramban in his commentary on the Torah, but there's a part of that Ramban that I feel is underemphasized. The Ramban, of course, as we all know, has a long discussion and presentation about the centrality of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why so many mitzvos were given Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim as a commemoration of that event. He says, V'ata Omer lecha klal b'tam mitzvos rabos. Hine me'es heyos avodazor bi'olam mimei enosh hechilu adeos lishtabesh be'emuna mehem kofrim bi'ikar v'omrim ki holam kadmon ki chashuv b'shem v'yomru lohu. So the Ramban now summarizes the history of idol worship. And this is going to help us understand the general principle regarding the time, the explanation, the meaning for many, many mitzvos. When Avodah Zorah, when idolatry came into being in the world at the time of Enosh, and that's of course based on the Psukim in Sefer Bereishis Perek Dalid, and the Rambam's of course beginning lengthy introduction to Hilchos Avodah Zorah. From that time on, there were various views, he calls them deos, lishtabesh be'emuna, to undermine the authentic principles of the faith. They corrupted these principles. Mehem, there were those who denied the belief in the Creator, and they said the world was eternally, it was what they called the eternity of the universe, there was never a beginning. The universe always existed. There was no creator. And then, ki chashuv b'Hashem, they denied the existence of God. Here the Ramban is paraphrasing Psukim in Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Umiham, then he goes on to the next category. There were those Machishim Biyidiyaso Apratim, Amru Echa, Yeda, El, V'ein Dea Be'elyon. They denied Hashem's knowledge of what was going on down here on earth, the particulars of human life. And instead they declared, how can God know? Is there knowledge up in the Most High? This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Umiham in the third category, Sheyodu Bayidia, they admitted that God has knowledge of world events. Umachishim, what do they deny? Bashgacha, his supervision. The God is aware, but he's too sublime, he's too elevated to involve himself in the petty affairs of lowly man. And this the Ramban emphasizes over and over again throughout his writings, especially in his introduction to his Pirush on Iyov, which is in the Kisvei Ramban, published by Rabbi Chevel. So one heretical view denies God's knowledge of human affairs and his providence and his involvement to conduct anything in our lowly world. V'yasu Adam, and in their minds, man is kidgei hayam, is like the fish of the sea, which is a pasuk in Chavakuk. Shelo yashgiach hakel bohem v'eini moim onesh oschar. God does not supervise the people on earth, nor does he bestow upon them neither reward nor punishment for their deeds. Humans are too insignificant. They don't deserve any providence, any treatment or divine judgment from God. The Omrim, and they declare, Azav Hashem es ha'aretz, God has forsaken the land, which is also a pasuk in Tanakh. V'kasha yirtze Elokim bi'eda o bi'yachid v'yase imohem mofes b'shinu min hagu shalom v'tivo yizbara lakol bitol adeos ha'ilakulam ki ha'mofes ha'nifla more sheyesh li'olam aloka mechadsho Yodea umashgiach v'yochol. The Ramban now presents his famous thesis that when Hashem favors an individual or a group, he performs for them a wonder and a miracle, which involves an alteration of the natural law of the universe. Then what becomes absolutely crystal clear is the negation, the undermining of all these heretical views. Because the supernatural event, the miracle, the wonder, indicates and demonstrates to the entire world that there is a God, that He has the power to create the universe, He knows all that goes on, He oversees, and He is all-powerful. All this is indicated by the signs and the miracles. Only a creator could alter the laws of nature. No one else has the ability to do so. And Hashem does so on behalf of the nation that he favors. He is involved in the world and the existence of man. V'kasha yifa iya ha-mofes ahu nigzar t'chila mipi novi yisbar mimenu oda mitas ha-nevuah. And if this miracle was foretold and publicly foretold beforehand, before the miracle took place, by a prophet who prophesizes, then the truth of the principle of prophecy is made clear as well. So not only are we indicating that the world has a God, the world had a God who originated, created the world ex nihilo, he knows all, he oversees all, he's all powerful, but on top of that, says the Ramban, we, through the miracle, establish the veracity, the truth of prophecy, of nevuah. Ki yedaber Elokim es ha'adam, that man communicates, that God communicates with man. V'yigle sodo el avodov ha'nevim, and therefore we can believe that God reveals his secrets to his prophets, to the Nevi'im, v'tiskayim im ze ha-Torah kula. And as a result, the entire Torah is sustained. And all this means that once Hashem engenders miracles, then the Torah that was just transmitted to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Navi, has authority. It's authentic. It's the word of God. Because as we said, since Hashem spoke before the miracle to the prophet and revealed to him, and he in turn revealed to the people, foretelling this miracle, then when that miracle happens, then it establishes the belief and the trustability, the reliability of a prophet. In the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, it really sustains the entire Torah, which is handed down to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. And at this point, the Ramban shows how the Eser Makos undermine all those heretical views that he had indicated before, that began at the time of Enosh, when there was the inception of idolatry. Lachain Yomar Hakosuv B'mofsim, the Torah describes all those miracles, Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem B'Kerev Haaretz, which means, says the Ramban, Lahoros Al Hashgacha, when Hashem declares so that you will know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land, which is in Perkhes of Shmos, he indicates and reveals the concept of divine providence. Kilo Yazov Oso Lemikrim Kidaitom, he doesn't abandon the earth to random occurrences, as the heretics would want us to believe, but rather God is in the midst of the land. He's Bekerev Haaretz. He's interested and involved in all the petty events that take place in this very world, in the arena of human endeavor. The Omar, L'man Teda Ki L'Hashem Haaretz L'Horos Al Achidush. Here, instead of the care of Haaretz, it says Ki L'Hashem Haaretz, that the earth belongs to Hashem, and that indicates L'Horos Al Achidush, the idea of the creation, the origination of the world by Hashem. He is the creator of the world. Kihem shelo shebram mi'ayin. It means that now we can conclude that the earth and all the inhabitants of the earth belong to him because he created them from nothing. And therefore he possesses them. When a person creates something, he possesses the product of his creation. Lashem haaretz u'mlo'a means that God possesses everything because he created everything. Ki hu al yamim yisod. Says the Ramban v'omar, and now it states, Bavur teda ki ein kamoni b'chol haaretz. This is the third time that Hashem indicates a connection between the plagues and our fundamental faith. Lahoros al hayicholes. To demonstrate that God is unique, he has omnipotence, there's no limit to his power. Shehu shalit bakol, ein mi'akev biyado. He rules over everyone, and nothing can form a barrier before him. Ki bechol ze hayu amitzrim makhishim o mistapkim. And with regard to all of these fundamentals of our faith, the Egyptians were deniers, or mistapkim, or at least they doubted them. So all these declarations of why Hashem brought about the Nisim are all directed first and foremost towards the Mitzrim, because the Mitzrim doubted, or at least I should say denied, or at least doubted all of the fundamentals of our faith. And in order to demonstrate these principles to the Mitzrim, Hashem brought about the miracles. But we'll see later that that's also necessary for the Jewish people as well, not just the Egyptian people. Ki b'chol zeh hayu ha-Mitzrim ha-Chishim mistapkim, im kein ha-Osos v'ha-Mofsim ha-Gdolim edim ne'monim b'munas ha-Borei u'ba-Torah kula. Which means that these great miracles are witnesses and reliable witnesses to believe in the Creator and in the entire Torah. These miracles attest to the veracity of the fundamentals of our emuna, of our faith, to the truth and the reliability of nevuah, and that really is what sustains, as we saw earlier, the entire Torah. Ubavur ki Hashem lo yase os umofes bechol dar v'enei kol rosh al kofir. However, Hashem doesn't perform these kinds of miracles in every generation, in the presence of every evil doer or unbeliever. In other words, God doesn't desire the world to deviate from the natural law and the natural order of the universe, and He only changes and vitiates the laws of nature for very special, unique generations and at very unique crossroads in the history of the Jewish people. Not all generations are deserving of these nisim v'neflos. And if you take a look in Rabbi Chevel's comments, which is quoted here in the footnote, in his Torah Hashem Tmima, the Ramban's essay, which is published in Kisvei Ramban, the stipler, in explaining the Ramban, is quoted as saying that the occurrence of manifest miracles in every generation would virtually eliminate free will and the mitzvah of emunah, so that if Hashem would reveal Himself through these miracles on a regular basis for every generation, then that would eliminate free will. Our challenge is to find Hashem, to discover Him. Ubavur ki Hashem lo yasa osubavs kol dor leini kol rosha o kofer yitzave o sonu shenase tomin zikar v'os lasher ro einenu. We are commanded to pass down, to transmit this tradition about the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we should constantly have a reminder and a sign for what our eyes observed in Mitzrayim, v'natik adov v'nenu v'nenu l'vneim v'neim u'l'vnei v'neim ador ha'achu, is to transmit this legacy, this testimony to our children to their children to their own children until the last generation. V'hichmir ba'od b'inyans, Hashem is very strict about this, that we must establish reminders so that we never forget Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is responsible for the true faith in God and in His Torah. And the Ramban gives various examples to demonstrate that Hashem is so exceedingly strict in the matter of reminding ourselves and remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kmo shachiyuv kareis, machilas chametz, v'azivas pesach. Here are the two mitzvahs which, well, an essay in a losa, I should say, which incur a chiyuv kareis. If you violate them, if you don't eat matzah, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, if you neglect the Korban Pesach, v'hitzrich shenichtov kol ma shenira eilenim v'yosos mos val yodenu v'albein einenim. And the Torah requires that we sit down with a parchment and ink, and we write and attach all of this testimony about the osos umofsim, have to be committed to writing on a cloth, and then we put the cloth into a bias. In the case of the shalyad, one bias. In the case of shalrosh, the four parchments on for the four components of the shalrosh. And by attaching that to our heads, keneged alev, and to the rush, which is connected to the moach, we combine the highest and most supreme elements or limbs within the human body to work together and see to it that this emunah, this faith, is crystal clear and it's proven and it's not speculative. V'nichtov oso od al pischei abatim b'mezuzos. It's not enough to create this reminder in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad. We have to also put something on the entranceway into our homes, and that's called the mezuzos. And there we should write parshios of Emuna and Yetzis Mitzrayim in this mezuzah, which is called a mezuzos habatim b'mezuzos. And Amir Hashem, if we get a chance later on, we're going to point out the problematic nature of this statement in the Ramban relating the mezuzah and the mitzvah of mezuzah to the reminders about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because in the two sections from Dvarim that are written in the mezuzah, there is no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. Okay, but we neither will try to come back to that at some later point if we have time. V'shenazkir ze befinu boker v'erev, k'mo she'omru, emes v'yatziv doreis v'mashakosuv l'mantizkos yom tzeischa v'etzayim kol yimei chayecha. And we are required to recall Yetzias Mitzrayim orally, day and night. And that we fulfill through the Emes V'yatziv, which is the bracha after Kriyat Shema. And this is what the Torah demands of us. Laman tizkar es yom tzeischa v'etzayim kol yimei chayecha. So when we recite Emes V'yatziv, which is the blessing that follows Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, and this is a requirement by Torah law, this is based on the Gemara Brachos Kaf Aleph, then we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Laman Tizkar, of remembering the day of our departure, our redemption from Eretz Mitzrayim. And we'll do this for the balance of our lives. V'shenase sukkah b'chol shana. And we should construct a sukkah every year. So the Ramban is very clear that the mention of Mitzrayim on a daily basis in Berachas Kriyat Shema is a kiyum of Laman Tizkar Yom Tzeischa May Eretz Mitzrayim. Now the Ramban adds, V'chein kayotze b'zeh mitzvos rabos zechel itziyus Mitzrayim. We're not limited to the mitzvos of tefillin, mezuzah, Berachas Kriyat Shema, but there are many, many other mitzvahs that serve as a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And although the Ramban doesn't spell them out, we can imagine that Shabbos fits into the list, Yontif, Pidyon, Bechoros, and the Ramban has a more detailed discussion about this in his essay called Toras Hashem Tmima. Then the Ramban says, V'hakol liyo svarim b'chol adoros edus b'movsim shol yishachu v'lo yiyah pischon pele kofer lahakrish emunas elokim ki akona mezuzah b'zuz echad v'kava'a v'pesach besom v'pischon v'niskavim b'inyono kvar hoda b'kchidush ha'olam u'b'yidiyas ha'borei v'ashkechosu v'gam b'nevuah v'hemin Bechol pinos haTorah, bilvad shahora, shechesed abori gadol miod al osei ritzono, shotziyona mi oso avdus lecherus v'kavin gadol lizchos lizchus avoseinu achafetzim biyiras shemo. And the Ramban waxes here very, very poetic, and he writes that if a person buys a mezuzah for one zuz, again, a zuz may have been worth quite a bit then, and even today mezuzah can be a little bit expensive. But in any event, how much money already does he spend on mezuzah? And he takes the mezuzah, he attaches it to his doorpost, he thinks about its importance, he becomes aware of the fact that the mezuzah, by its nature, is meant to teach us the fundamentals of emunah. And man, at this point, when he puts up the mezuzah, acknowledges the creative process, the origination of the world by God, the Creator's knowledge of the world affairs, His supervision over the affairs of man, and also the truth of prophecy. Believes in all of the Yesodei Emunah, all the Pinos HaTorah, all of the foundations of our Torah. Milvad, in addition, he acknowledges the fact that Hashem, the Creator, shows kindness to those who perform His mitzvos, and that is very great. Shotzionu may also avdus lecheros v'kavod gadol l'schus avoseinu achafetz mirshmo. He took us out of the bondage in Mitzrayim. He brought us into freedom and great honor in the merit of our forefathers, of the avos. So the Ramban is emphasizing that it's not just that Hashem took us from avdus lecheros, which is the cessation and negation of something negative, but He gave us something positive. He bestowed upon us a unique status of kavod gadol, of great honor, and this is all the merit of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, hachafetzim v'yirei shmo, who had a tremendous desire to be yirei shamayim, to be dedicated to the fear of Hashem and to serve Hashem. Hashem redeemed us from slavery, elevated us to an exalted status, and all this is indicated by Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the mitzvos that were given to Bnei Yisrael to remind them of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes, Yetzias Mitzrayim teaches all of the fundamentals of the faith. Again, the existence of God, His hashgacha on all of creation, His omnipotence, His kol yachol. And it's not surprising, therefore, says the Ramban, that therefore, since Yetzias Mitzrayim is responsible for proving and demonstrating all these Yisodi Amunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to do many mitzvot that are reminders of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Jew is one who believes in Yetzias Mitzrayim, transmit that belief to his children, his grandchildren, to future generations. The essence of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is the essence of a Jew, because Yetzias Mitzrayim contains within it all the verifications of the fundamentals of our faith. So there's a whole lot of mitzvahs, says the Ramban, that are meant to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The ones that the Ramban has singled out are Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Kriyat Shema, but there are many others. The question I want to raise with you is, I understand Tefillin, I understand Kriyat Shema, but what about Mezuzah? We indicated this question earlier. The Mezuzah has two parshias in it, but these are the first two parshas of Kriyat Shema. There's no mention whatsoever of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the one parsha that has Yetzias Mitzrayim is the third parsha, Vayomer, the parsha of Tzitzis, and that is not included in the klaf of a mezuzah. Not even so, in the first two parshas, it's not even a remez to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how could the Ramban present this thesis that the mitzvah of mezuzah is amongst those mitzvahs that teach us about the osos umofsim, all the great miracles that we revealed in Eretz Mitzrayim? And perhaps we can suggest the answer of the Brisker Rav in the stencils on the Torah for Parshas Bo. And the Brisker Rav stands on the shoulders of the Ramban in Parshas Vaschanan, which is the parsha that has the first of the two parshas that are written in the mezuzah, and that includes Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to which the Ramban attaches a commentary. He writes that Hashem Hu Elokeinu V'lo Elokei HaUmos. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, what we're indicating is that God is our God, not the God of the nations, and that God of Bnei Yisrael Asid Lios Hashem Echad. And here the Ramban quotes the famous pasuk of Bayoma Hu Yi Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. And all this is a presentation of the Ramban in the name of Rashi. So when you read the Ramban, and it's somewhat rare that the Ramban gets excited about the Pirush of Rashi and he thinks it's really close to Pshat, he says, V'yata tzarech lizbonein bazeh Kishina kosev kan lomer Hashem Elokeinu, v'lomer Elokecha. Why Elokeinu in the plural, the God, your God in the plural? In the past, he said Elokecha. Ramban quotes pasuk after pasuk to prove, to demonstrate conclusively that Hashem never identifies Himself to the people of Israel as Elokeinu, as He does here in Shema Yisrael, but rather as Elokecha or Elokechem. Shema Yisrael ata over Yarden ki Hashem Elokecha. Shema Yisrael atem kreivim hayom ki Hashem Elokechem. Whenever Hashem speaks to Klal Yisrael, He mentions either Elokechem or Elokecha. But here, in the most unusual way, it says Elokeinu. He says the Ramban, Afal Hizkir biyichud Hashem Elokeinu ki asa im Moshe es hagdolos vesanoros lasos lo shem tiferes. And the last statement of the Ramban is definitely al pi derech ha'emes, al pi ha'kabbalah, lasos lo shem tiferes. But one thing is clear that the Ramban is pointing out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu is a remez to those miracles that took place in Mitzrayim that were brought about by Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, it's not clear why there's some special singled out status to those Nisim that were brought about by Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to any other Nisim. And why did the Torah have to allude to the Nisim Mitzrayim Dafka in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? That's not clear. So we're going to leave ourselves two questions for thought. One is, why is there a connection between Mezuzah and Yetzias Mitzrayim? We don't see that in the parashas of Mezuzah. And number two, in the Shema Yisrael, the Ramban sees a connection between Hashem Elokeinu and Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisan that were brought about by Moshe Rabbeinu, which he says, Lasos lo shem tiferes. What's so special about the Nisim insofar as they were brought about by Moshe Rabbeinu? And hopefully this will take us back to a discussion of why the constant reminder of the mezuzah, of the fundamentals of our faith, plays such an important role. And there's also here an indication that somehow the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of mezuzah, they all connect to Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. So Bli Neder, we'll try to analyze this next time.